Even as Americans are at war, a U.S. delegation will look for troops lost in a past war. It leaves next week for North Korea. The job is to arrange for the return of American remains from fighting in the 1950s. They're not the only ones for whom the U.S. is still searching, as NPR's Jack Zahora reports.
Charles Scharf was a fighter pilot. In October of 1965, he was flying over North Vietnam when he radioed to his command that he'd been hit. Later, his wife got a knock at the door.
I opened the door, and there was the base commander and some people from our squadron. And I said, "Was Chuck shot down?"
Patricia Scharf waited 12 years before the military said her husband was killed, but no remains were found. Decades passed. Then in 1990, the Vietnamese government gave the United States additional information about the crash site. Human remains were discovered. DNA was analyzed, but it was too damaged to match one of Charles Scharf's distant relatives. Then in 2004, an excavation yielded a denture tooth. Again, no conclusive match. But the military wondered if Patricia Scharf kept any letters her husband might have sent from Vietnam.
"Oh, I kept all of his love letters since the time I was 16. I took the letters out, and I sent them the envelopes."
Analysts at the Armed Forces DNA Identification Laboratory in Rockville, Maryland, honed in on the stamps.
"We took the stamps that he mailed his wife, from the letters that he mailed his wife, pulled the stamps off the back, extracted DNA from the saliva from where he licked the stamps, and was able to match it back to him."
At the lab, Suni Edson looks on as another DNA analyst works on a small piece of bone, suspected of being from a U.S. soldier who died during the conflict in Korea.
"She's sanding the exterior of the bone to clean off any dirt or other things that could be sticking to the sample."
A small fragment of bone is chiseled off. Edson says the analyst will grind the sample down and then dissolve it into a solution that will extract DNA strands.
"It's amazingly low tech at the beginning because it's so simple. It's just using, you know, a hammer and a chisel and Dremel bits that you can buy from Sears."
But Edson says unraveling the DNA code from a sample is difficult. In Patricia Scharf's case, she had to wait 40 years before the military identified her husband.
"And I was overjoyed when they found out he didn't suffer in a prison. And I know for sure that I have him home."
But of the 88,000 Americans missing in action, fewer than one-third are likely to be identified. Part of the reason? Politics. For instance, Charles Ray, who heads the Defense Prisoner of War Missing Personnel Office, says the search for World War II-era personnel has gotten harder.
"We've had, from 1989 until just recently, had fairly good cooperation in Russia. There's still cooperation, but it's not quite at the level that it was."
Ray won't speculate as to why, but he says Russia limited access to its archives containing information that could lead to the remains of U.S. soldiers. But casualties in modern warfare are more easily identified. DNA analysis led to the identification of one of the soldiers entombed at Arlington's Tomb of the Unknowns. And now, the military stores DNA samples from all its personnel. Officials say it will ensure that there will never be another unknown soldier. Jack Zahora, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.